It's crazy how far we've come with technology in school, from pencil and paper to now AI. But as technology evolves and education becomes more complex, what does this mean moving forward? Thanks for joining me on this episode. I'll be covering several topics on how technology is quickly transforming our world, especially through the lens of inclusivity, ethics, access, and equity. Hart and Jameson note that while science and technology can help humanity, we need to be wise and thoughtful about how we use them, why we use them, and its implications on society. Let's start by defining what digital literacy actually means. I'll be honest, I thought it was about how well we engage with certain platforms or devices, but Way refers to it as the ability to navigate, assess, and use digital tools effectively, whether it's for work, school, or your social life. It is a necessary skill in the 21st century. But knowing how to use digital tools isn't enough. We also need to understand the responsibilities that come with them. As someone who works directly with neurodivergent students, I've learned that while digital tools may be available, it is how students responsibly engage with them that is the most important. When students use tools that suit their needs, they build confidence, independence, and ownership of their learning. But equitable access is key. Everyone should have the same opportunities to thrive. At my school, teachers might assign the same learning task, but allow students to demonstrate their understanding in different ways. Some may use assistive tech programs, like speech-to-text, to express their ideas, while others might use a drawing program to represent their thinking visually. But let's pause for a second. Yes, AI has been revolutionary in supporting accessibility and inclusivity, but it's important to note that it cannot replace the care of human educators. As we transition to large-scale tech initiatives, we need to ask, are these tools genuinely supporting learners in meaningful ways, or are we risking reliance on tech at the expense of human nurture? Rahim and Zar say that on average, people spend about 6 hours on online platforms per day. So we must prepare students to be responsible adults, both in person and online. Therefore, they suggest that because social media is so prominent, it should be integrated into learning. When used thoughtfully, it fosters critical thinking, emotional intelligence, and digital citizenship. This kind of education empowers students to take control of their online presence. Okay, let's look at some real-world examples of tech integration in schools. The Scottish Border Council has rolled out the Inspire Learning program in the UK. Schools work with Apple by providing each student with an iPad. It's transformative, but it does raise ethical concerns about privacy, data storage, and tech for profit. We may not think about it, but EdTech has several hidden risks. All systems and platforms collect personal data nonstop. Privacy breaches can happen at any time. In Canada, we have the protection of personal information in the private sector, a data protection policy designed to safeguard how organizations responsibly collect, use, and disclose individual information. But even with protections in place, schools must remain cautious and informed. As tech becomes more prominent and initiatives such as Inspire spreads, the line between profit and equity gets blurred. Norris says that schools become dependent on products and platforms, and I can see how this sets up students to be lifetime consumers. Think of Apple, the numerous products they have, the various apps they work with, and their ability to make everything so user-friendly. This makes me question, does promoting equity through EdTech reinforce consumerism and profiteering? I've come to learn that digital tools can transform learning, but not everyone benefits equally. At my school, an independent one, not all students come from privileged backgrounds. For instance, some students from the Musqueam Indigenous Reservation have their tuition covered by the government, but don't have access to personal devices. Since Google Classroom is our main platform, these students are often left out. That's the digital divide, right inside a private school. And this kind of divide isn't unique to my context. It is a common issue within North America, where EdTech runs under free market ideals. We have yet to discover an equal playing field for everyone. Nonetheless, we're trying. Beasley discusses ConnectEd, a smaller but similar program to Inspire, which aims to bring technology access to underserved schools across the U.S. One thing that Beasley points out is that, apart from providing devices, this initiative focuses on training. They also brought in EdTech trainers to learn these tools together. Equity isn't just about handing out tools. It's about creating the setting where those tools can be used meaningfully. All right, we have to wrap it up. Today we explored the importance of digital literacy, educating students to navigate tech responsibly and critically. We discussed equitable access to technology and the ethical concerns of EdTech. We uncovered how AI can personalize learning, prompting us to question our over-reliance on technology. My role is to ensure that technology supports learning while promoting inclusivity and ethical practices. What do you think your role is in setting up your students for success with technology?